This VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKean. Donald Trump's lawyers have ended their impeachment defense, accusing Democrats of trying to cancel him out of political hatred. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
House prosecutors spent 2 days making a case that Trump incited the Capitol attack, urging backers to fight like hell to challenge what he saw as a stolen election. His lawyer's case lasted fewer than 3 hours, including a video montage.
Democrats are going to fight like hell.
We fight like hell.
I'm going to fight like hell.
I will fight like hell.
Of Democrats saying the same.
Please stop the hypocrisy.
David Schoen and other Trump lawyers said it's common political rhetoric protected by the Constitution, and that by telling supporters to fight, Trump was not promoting violence, but rather encouraging them to press for electoral reforms. Two-thirds of senators would need to vote for a conviction, which is unlikely with the Senate split 50-50. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hundreds of protesters gathered outside in Yangon Saturday morning as a daily protest in Myanmar's biggest city enter a second week despite a ban on public gatherings of five or more. On previous days, demonstrators opposing last week's military coup marched on downtown Yangon. The protesters, who have also taken to the streets in other major cities, are demanding that power be restored to Aung San Suu Kyi's deposed civilian government. They are also seeking freedom for her and her other governing party members, since the military detained them after blocking the new session of parliament February 1st. The military has said it was forced to step in because Suu Kyi's government failed to properly investigate allegations of fraud in November elections, though the Election Commission has said that there is no evidence to support those claims. This is VOA News. Parties to the International Criminal Court Friday elected British Karim Khan as the new prosecutor for a 9-year term starting June 16th. Khan won a secret ballot, beating out three other candidates to replace lead prosecutor, the 123-member Hague-based court, which began work nearly 20 years ago, handles war crimes, crimes against humanity, genocide, and crimes of aggression. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a briefing Friday that all hypotheses are still open in the World Health Organization's search for the origins of COVID-19. A WHO-led mission in China said this week that it was not looking further into the question of whether the virus escaped from a lab, which is considered highly unlikely. The United States has said it will review the mission's findings. The mission has said its main hypothesis are that the virus originated in a bat, although there are several possible scenarios for how it passed to humans, possibly first by infecting another species of animal. The former administration of U.S. President Donald Trump, which left office last month, said it believed the virus may have escaped from a lab in the Chinese city of Wuhan. China has strongly denied this and says the Wuhan Institute of Virology was not studying related viruses. There are now calls for the governor of New York to resign after his top aide admitted that they withheld information about the number of COVID-19 deaths among nursing home patients. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Secretary to the governor, Melissa DeRosa, on a call with legislators this week, said the Cuomo administration froze over worries the actual number of nursing home deaths was going to be, quote, used against us after the federal Department of Justice demanded the information. Recently, the state was forced to admit the death toll was 15,000, nearly double what it had been reporting. In January, Governor Cuomo tried to defend the lower numbers.
It's not about pointing fingers or blame. It's that this became a political football.
And said,
whether a person died in a hospital or died in a nursing home, it's the people die.
Republicans are accusing the governor of a cover-up and want him to resign. Even some Democrats want to rescind Cuomo's emergency executive powers. I'm Jackie Quinn.
With recommendations on how to do it, the nation's top public health agency is now saying that in-person schooling can resume. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released its long-awaited roadmap for getting students back to classrooms in the middle of the pandemic. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.